The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 211. Mr. Wolf, we have so many talents in our R&D department. It took them half a year to even obtain any noticeable results. Who do you think you are? Claiming that you'll manage to develop 10 cosmetic products in just 1 week. You're just dreaming. George mocked. If someone who was not even in the field was able to develop new cosmetics in just a week, then what would be the purpose of the research and development department? Leon, I know you're acting with the company's interests in mind, but this isn't something within your capabilities. What are you trying to cause a scene for? Iris glared at Leon unhappily. She remembered very well how Leon told her himself that he was not that confident in this the night before. Yet, at that moment, Leon guaranteed that he would be able to develop 10 new products in just a week. There was no way she could believe Leon. Miss Young, I'm not trying to cause a scene. I'm speaking the truth. I have the confidence that I can do it. Leon said seriously. He did not seem that confident in front of Iris the night before simply because he wanted to be more humble. However, the situation was different at that moment. He had no way to back down from the pressure George put on him. Ashvin's mind worked quickly as he slammed the table and stood up, saying with a cold smile, Mr. Wolf, since you're so confident, are you willing to give us your guarantee? That's right, just speaking is pointless. Mr. Wolf, Mr. Proctor already gave us his guarantee just now. If you can't even do that, then stop with the nonsense. The executives of the company all turned to look at Leon. Of course, I wouldn't be afraid of doing that. If I can't accomplish it, I'm willing to give up my position. Leon said, unafraid. All right, you said it yourself. If you can't develop 10 different products in a week, you'll leave the company immediately. You'll get lost with nothing. Ashvin had a sharp glint in his eye. He did not think that Leon had the capabilities to do something so difficult. Since Leon was looking to die, then he would grant Leon's wish. No problem. However, what if I manage to do it? Leon said calmly. George let out a laugh when he heard that, saying, if you can do it, I'm willing to give up my position as the head of R&D. I don't want that position. Leon laughed. Even though he was just a secretary within the company who was not that high up on the totem pole, Iris gave him a lot of power. He was in no way inferior to a department head. Furthermore, she got to work next to a beauty like Ariel every day. Just working with Ariel gave him a lot to be happy about. He was able to enjoy himself whenever he wanted. Why would he want George's position? He would have refused it even if it was given for free. Then what do you want? Ashvin's expression sank. That's simple. If I can do it, then I want Mr. Mercer and Mr. Proctor to sincerely apologize to me for doubting me today. You have to do it in front of all the executives of the company as well. That'd be more sincere. Leon looked right at Ashvin as he gave his terms. You, Ashvin's expression changed. He was the second highest figure in the company and was incredibly proud. If he apologized to a mere secretary like Leon, then. He would probably be the subject of many jokes within the company in the future. However, he thought about it. Leon would not complete the task anyway, so he had nothing to worry about. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 212. All right, I agree. You'll be out of this company soon. Ashvin sneered as he looked at Leon in disdain. He looked like he already had victory in hand. That's a promise. Let's have Miss Young and all our colleagues here be our witnesses. Leon smiled. He doesn't know his place. The executives were amused by Leon's words. They did not think Leon had the skill to obtain victory, and none of them knew where Leon got the courage and confidence from. All right, the meeting is ending. Iris glared at Leon unhappily. She thought the same as the rest and did not think that Leon could lose. However, when she saw how confident Leon looked, she did not say anything about it in the end. In the next few days, Leon threw himself into the factory, looking into how to increase the effectiveness of their products with Stanley as well as developing new products. Thanks to all their hard work, the matter saw a drastic improvement. When it came to processing raw materials, Leon followed Stanley's ideas. After the two of them did countless experiments, they finally managed to increase the efficiency from around 60% to over 80%. The morning dew that Leon gathered proved very important. The morning dew contained spiritual energy, it acted like a catalyst that sped up the fusion of the raw materials. The morning dew was incredibly important to them being able to increase their efficiency by so much. Other than that, there were very clear results from the development of products as well. Leon added traditional herbal medicines to their face masks that had the effect of detoxifying and nourishing the skin, removing acne. He then added herbal medicines to the cleansing foam to achieve moisturizing and whitening effects. By adding similar things to other cosmetics like lotions and creams, it helped lighten up the skin and improve health. Not only that, adding morning dew to those products improved the efficiency even more. Basically, with Leon's medical skills and the morning dew that contained spiritual energy, the products he made were of an incredibly high standard. The results were even much better than many large international brands. In the morning, already a week passed since Leon and Ashvin first made the bet. Based on their agreement, Leon and George both had to show the products they promised. All of the executives of the company were in the meeting room again. Ashvin was the first to arrive, sitting down in his place. He knew of Leon's movements in the past few days. Leon was busy researching within the factory, but Leon was incredibly secretive, so he did not know if Leon succeeded. However, it was obvious to everyone what the result would be. Leon was a piece of trash that graduated from a third-rate university. He did not have any ability or specialized knowledge at all. There was no way he could succeed. He would need a miracle. At that moment, the door to the meeting room was pushed open. George walked in with a smile and his head held high as he walked in from outside. Behind him were six members of the R&D department. Those members all had white coats on and pushed two small trolleys. On the trolleys were various measuring apparatuses. Looking very professional. Mr. Proctor, you look so happy today. I guess you managed to successfully develop a new product. The executive smiled. As they greeted him, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 213. Of course. I was fortunate this time, and I've already accomplished what I promised Miss Young last week. George had an incredibly pleased look on his face. Really? Then we'll have to congratulate you. Hi, and cosmetics are very important to the growth of the company. Once Miss Young finds out, your department will be handsomely rewarded. Quite a few executives offered their congratulations. Mr. Proctor, you did well. Ashvin nodded in satisfaction. He was in the same boat as George at that moment. The fact that the R&D department succeeded was a good thing for him. It meant that they already secured half of the bet. Not long after that, they heard some high heels walking over. Iris entered the room with Gracie, the secretary. She sat in the main position and looked up, saying strangely, "Hey, where's Leon and Ariel? Why don't I see them?" "I don't know, we haven't seen them either." Everyone shook their heads in bewilderment. Could Leon be trying to run away because he's worried about everyone's questioning since he couldn't succeed in his task? Ashvin laughed. "That's possible. He bragged so much last time, but he's being a coward now. Isn't that too shameless?" "That's right, I always knew he wasn't reliable. I've been proven right. Trying to brag and show off without the ability to do so. What a waste of our time." The meeting room got very noisy, and everyone felt like Leon definitely ran away. They were filled with mockery and disdain. "Who said I ran away?" A cold scoff was heard as Leon walked in with Ariel carrying a black bag. "I just had to go get these from the factory, that's why I'm late. You don't have to insult me behind my back like that," Leon said. Unhappily, before following Ariel to their seats. "It's good that you didn't run. I was so worried that you were being a sore loser and hiding from responsibility." Ashvin laughed. "I'm the same. I'm worried that you'll be a sore loser too." Leon immediately shot back. "All right, since everyone's here, start the meeting," Iris announced. George stood up and reported, "Miss Young, regarding my promises from the last time, my department's already managed to do it. These three cosmetics and the latest ones we managed to develop." George took out three bottles and placed them on the table, introducing everything. "The first one is the anti-wrinkle cream. We added pennywort inside, and it has the effect of removing scars and wrinkles. The second one is the skincare lotion. We added milk vetch to it, which whitens the skin and adds to its suppleness. The third one is this facial cleanser. We added angular Solomon seal to it. It can remove black spots and moisturize the skin one." As George explained, he showed everyone the products. "Good, very good. I just wonder if these three products can reach the standards to be a high-end product." Iris let out a smile. There were incredibly strict laws in place when it came to cosmetics. Only if those three products met the standards for high and products would Elegante have the right to enter that market. Miss Young, don't worry. These three products are absolutely high-end products. Of course, there's no point in just saying it. I'll show everyone right now. The Ex-Husband is Vengeful. Chapter 214. George clapped, motioning for the specialists from the R&D department to bring the trolleys over. After that, he handed the products to them to be tested. All of them explained the relevant data and requirements needed to be considered high-end products before they put the cosmetics into the machines. As the machines worked, George used his laptop to connect to the screen and showed the results on the large screen in the meeting room. Right next to it, he displayed the data for high-end products so everyone could compare. Miss Young, please look. All three of these products are qualified to be high-end products based on the country's regulations. There are also three of those data points that greatly exceed the requirements. George said proudly. 12 main factors were being tested, and three of them far exceeded the requirements. It meant that the effects were very good. The company could use those three factors to storm into the market. That's great. Mr. Proctor, you did very well this time. My faith in your department was not misplaced. Iris was ecstatic. Even though she always maintained a cold exterior in the business world, he could not help but reveal some emotion at that moment. After all, this concerned the future development of their company. As long as the company could enter the high-end market, things could only go up. Mr. Proctor, you did things beautifully. The moment our company manages to enter the high-end market, your department will be the biggest contributor. That's right, this has always been the company's goal. After so many years, we've broken through. The executives were all incredibly happy as well as they praised and congratulated George. That's too much praise, everyone. My department is just trying to contribute to the company. We're just doing what we should do. It's not worth mentioning, George said humbly. The smile on his face was incredibly wide. The R&D development was quiet for a long time. Now that they finally made a splash, he felt like he finally let everything out. At that moment, George was the star of the show. He looked incredibly impressive. Mr. Wolf, did you see that? I've already accomplished the promise I made during the last meeting. I remember you promising that you'll develop 10 different products. Why don't you show us your results? George looked at Leon mockingly, as if he looked at a clown. He wanted to see how Leon could develop 10 different products in just one short week. The moment George said that, everyone turned to look at Leon. They had disdain in their faces, and some of them sneered, wanting to see Leon make a fool of himself. I did promise that, but I don't think I managed to just make 10, Leon smiled calmly as he stood up. Didn't manage to make 10. What? Are you trying to make excuses? George laughed. Mr. Proctor, have your ears gone bad with age? I said I didn't manage to just make 10, why do you think? I didn't manage to make 10. Leon was amused by George's assumptions. I can tell you that I managed to develop 16 cosmetics this time. The Ex-Husband is Vengeful. Chapter 215. Leon put all the products from the black bag onto the meeting table. There were exactly 16 bottles. 16. Is he for real? Everyone was stunned as they exchanged looks of uncertainty. No one dared to believe what Leon said. You can see if it's real or not after testing. Leon had a calm look on his face as he handed all 16 products to the specialists. The men from the R&D department were incredibly doubtful as they placed all of the products into the machines, undergoing their testing. Not too long after, the results came out. The employees rubbed their eyes in disbelief when they saw the numbers displayed on the screen. Read, how are the results? Are they high end quality? George could not help but ask. The other executives looked at the employees with concern as well. Even though they did not believe that Leon would be able to develop any cosmetics, their confidence started to sway at the unusual reactions. Mr. Proctor, there seems to be a problem with the data, the man gulped as he reported with some difficulty. A problem with the data? What? Did not a single one achieve the mark? Just as I expected. George started to laugh as he felt relieved. I thought he did manage to develop new products. I was frightened. So he was just giving empty promises. None of them passed the mark. Mr. Wolf, could you have just randomly added in some herbs and claimed that you were developing new products? Ha ha, what a joke. Everyone started to laugh loudly. Some of them even started to tear up from the laughter. Leon, are there some problems with your products? Ariel looked at Leon doubtfully. She was with Leon the past few days, so she knew that Leon developed new cosmetics. However, she did not know if any of them met the standards. There shouldn't be any problems. Leon's heart started to thump rapidly. He focused on trying to develop new products the past few days and did not look into the contents and data in great detail. Finding out that the data did not reach the benchmarks, his confidence started to deflate. Mr. Proctor, that's not it. I didn't mean it that way, Reed hurriedly tried to explain when he noticed that something was wrong. However, he was interrupted before he could say anything. It's fine, there's no need to say anything else. Just put all the data on the screen. Let everyone see what kind of shitty cosmetics Mr. Wolf developed. George waved it off snidely. That, Reed was in an awkward position as they forced themselves to display the data on the screen. Miss Young, please take a look. These are the rubbish cosmetics that Mr. Wolf developed. Just look at the test results there. Compared to the benchmarks for high-end products, these, what's wrong with these numbers? When George took a good look, he was so shocked his eyes almost fell to the ground. He saw that the test results were all at least 3 to 4 times higher than the required benchmarks. Some of them were even over 10 times higher. There was no way the numbers were not enough. They greatly exceeded the requirements. How is this possible? Chapter 216. George was stunned. Iris was dumbfounded. Even Ashvin and all of the executives of the company were gobsmacked. They would never even have dreamed of the fact that Leon would not only fulfill the promise but even develop cosmetics that were so amazing. The effects of those cosmetics were even much better than some international brands.
Good.
That's amazing. After a moment, Iris stood up and slammed the table, shocking the other executives into standing up as well. Everyone stood up.
Leon, why you're too amazing.
This is just a complete miracle. Iris was far too emotional, and she gave Leon a big hug right in front of everyone. Her smile looked like 100 blooming flowers, absolutely beautiful. Even though she did not know how Leon did it, she still knew something very well. If the company had such amazing products in the future, it would make them a top international brand, let alone make it into the high-end marker. It was obvious why she was so emotional.
Iris, you're...
Even Leon was dumbfounded. It was the first time Iris ever hugged voluntarily, and it was in front of so many people from the company. He felt a warmth in his heart. It felt like all the hard work he put in the past few days were incredibly worth it. Iris finally realized that something was off, and she hurriedly let Leon go. She blushed as she said, I was just too happy, and lost my composure.
It's fine, I don't mind.
Leon had a vibrant smile on his face. He was a bit reluctant, wanting Iris to hug him for a while longer. However, he knew that it was impossible. Looking at that scene, Ashvin's expression soured immensely.
Impossible.
This can't be real. He's just a piece of trash from a third-grade university and isn't even specialized in this field. How could he just casually produce such amazing results? There has to be some problem. Ashvin shook his head furiously, unable to accept the cruel truth.
That's right, the data is incredibly strange.
Could something have gone wrong with the machines? George looked like he woke up from a dream as he voiced his suspicions. Hearing what Michael and Ashvin said, the executives all started to calm down. Quite a few of them started to wonder if the test went wrong.
Mr. Proctor, you are quite aimless.
The machines were fine before this. Why would they suddenly have some problems for no reason?
How could you give us such a rotten excuse?
Ariel was incredibly frustrated.
That
George found himself at a loss for words.
That's not necessarily true.
Something might have just suddenly gone wrong with the machines.
It's not impossible.
At the end of the day, I feel like we should recalibrate them and test again to make sure things are fine.
Ashvin said stubbornly.
That's true, the data is a little crazy.
We should do another test to be sure.
Quite a few executives agreed.
Ashvin, have you caused enough trouble?
The truth is right in front of you, why are you trying to force things?
Iris said unhappily.
I.
Ashvin opened his mouth but did not rebuke Iris. He still had a look of reluctance on his face.
Miss Young, it's fine.
Since everyone doesn't believe it, we can just do another test, Leon said nonchalantly.
Then.
Fine, Iris nodded after some hesitation. Chapter 217. It was not a big deal anyway, and doing the test again would not
use up that much time.
After that, the specialists from the R&D department recalibrated the machines.
After making sure there were no issues, they put the products into the machine again, performing an even more detailed test. The results were out very quickly. Looking at the screen, the results were the same. Ashvin, George, and all the doubtful executives were suddenly completely quiet. Suddenly, there was not a single sound in the entire place. Leon looked around and calmly fixed his gaze on Ashvin and George. He was the first to dispel the quiet atmosphere. "Mr. Mercer, Mr. Proctor, do the two of you have anything else to say?" "I." Both Ashvin and George looked incredibly ashen. They had an incredibly defeated look on their faces. The two of them could not figure out how Leon did it at all. It was too unbelievable. "Since the two of you have nothing to say, then I've won this wager," Leon said coldly. "Leon, don't be so pleased with yourself. Even though you've successfully developed new products, last time, you said that you'd even increase the efficiency of us refining our raw materials. Other than that, if you can't increase our efficiency, then you won't win the bet." Ashvin clenched his teeth as he spoke, putting his hopes on the efficiency of the raw materials. "Mr. Mercer is right. If you can't increase the efficiency of us processing the raw materials, you wouldn't have won the bet." George composed himself as a new hope ignited in his heart. He knew that it was incredibly difficult to increase the efficiency of raw materials. It was no less difficult than making new products. It was just a mere week. It was already a miracle that Leon developed so many new cosmetics. He did not think that Leon was able to pull off another miracle. "Ha ha," Leon suddenly laughed, amused by both Ashvin and George. "We're speaking the truth. Why are you laughing?" Ashvin's expression soured greatly. "I'm laughing at your ignorance. I won't hide it. I've already increased the efficiency of processing the raw materials before I even started looking into new products." Leon laughed and said, "What? How's that possible?" Both Ashvin and George were shocked. Even Iris had a face full of disbelief. They would never have expected that Leon would have been able to increase the efficiency of their raw materials on top of developing 16 different products. It was too unbelievable. "Ariel, is this real?" Iris looked doubtful. She did not want to doubt Leon, but the situation was just too unbelievable. "Yes, that's right. Currently, the efficiency of refining the materials has already risen from about 60% to over 80%. I saw everything myself." Ariel nodded as she looked at Leon with a complicated expression. She thought that both matters would be incredibly difficult, but Leon did it. Leon somehow did it. He shocked Ariel greatly. "Good, this is amazing. So many good things have happened today. One, Leon, you didn't disappoint me." Iris had a smile on her face. The joy in her heart was impossible to describe. Spread the love. The ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 218. The problem with the raw materials was always something that nagged her. Yet, Leon not only developed new high-end products, but he even got rid of that problem for her. It was absolutely a divine blessing in her eyes. It was the first time she sincerely acknowledged Leon's abilities. That Is he even human? All of the executives in the company had their jaws wide, almost touching the ground. They all looked at Leon like a monster. Ashvin and George were in an even worse state. They were completely dumbfounded by the shock. How did this happen? Ashvin's face was red. His chest constantly heaved, looking like he was about to spit out blood. He was always a proud and narcissistic person. He never regarded anyone else as worth his notice. Leon was even an orphan. After that, he was even complete trash with no one to go. Ashvin completely looked down on Leon. Yet, at that moment, the person he saw as an insignificant ant suddenly displayed unparalleled skill and talent. It was unbelievable. Mr. Mercer, Mr. Proctor, it's about time the two of you lost the bet. You should be willing to accept the loss if you were willing to take the bet in the first place. Do I need to tell you what you need to do next? Leon said calmly. You, Ashvin was incredibly furious. He did not want to accept his loss, but there was nothing he could do. Mr. Wolf, I admit defeat. There's always a mountain higher in the end. Your research and development skills are shocking. I was ignorant. Also, I sincerely apologize for doubting your abilities before this. I hope you won't take it to heart, George sighed. Before he bowed to Leon, full of sincerity. After all, he did not bear any great grudge against Leon. When he saw Leon's abilities, he was quite impressed. Mr. Proctor, you're being too kind. I was just a bit lucky, Leon said with a smile. The other party was being Singer, and he was not a petty person. So, he accepted George's apology with a smile. Mr. Marker, it's your turn now. Leon turned over to look at Ashvin. Ashvin's fists were clenched. He hated Leon immensely at that moment. With his immense pride and dignity, there was no way he was willing to apologize to Leon. However, a loss was a loss. There was no way he could act any way else in front of the executives of the company. Otherwise, he would embarrass himself even more. Mr. Wolf, I was wrong for doubting your skills. I apologize, and I hope you forgive me. Ashvin lowered his head slightly as he symbolically apologized, feeling very wronged. Mr. Mercer, your apology is so insincere. Leon said unhappily. Then, what do you want? Leon had a sour expression on his face. If you're bowing, you should do it properly. At the very least, bend down your back and lower your head. What? Your advice. President. Do you not know something so simple? Leon mocked. Leon, I'm warning you. Don't cross the line. Ashvin glared. What line? This is such a joke. If you're willing to bet, then accept your loss. If you can't, then you shouldn't have bet against me. In the first place. Leon sneered. You. Fine. Ashvin was infuriated, but he still bent down his back and lowered his head in the end, giving a deep bow. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 219. That's more like it. I guess I have to accept your apology. I won't take it to heart this time. I hope you'll know your place in the future," Leon said plainly, ignoring Ashvin after that. "Miss Young, if there's nothing else, I'll go back to work," Ashvin had a dark look on his face. He had been thoroughly embarrassed, and no longer had the dignity to remain there. He turned around to leave. "Mr. Mercer, please wait," Iris had Ashvin stop. "Miss Young, do you need anything else?" Ashvin asked. "Mr. Wolf's already developed new products. The next step is for the company to mass produce them. When it comes to that, I'll leave him responsible for it for now. After that, you'll take over from him," Iris addressed. Leon did not only develop new high-end products but even increased the efficiency of the processing of raw materials. Both of those things were incredibly related to production. Leaving them to Leon for the moment would increase productivity in the future. "What? How could you do that?" Ashvin was shocked. He was always in charge of raw materials and production. Iris gave his duties over to Leon, which was taking away half of his power. "It's needed for work, why can't I do it?" Iris said unhappily. "But, he doesn't have any experience with production. If you suddenly give him the task, he might not be able to do it well," Ashvin said, not giving up. "I know. I'll have Ariel assist him. This matter is settled," Iris said firmly. "That. Fine then," Ashvin clenched his teeth as he said. No matter how unhappy he was about it, he had to accept the matter. "All right, let's disperse," Iris announced. After that, everyone started to leave. Only Iris, Ariel, and Leon were left in the meeting room. "Leon, you did very well this time. I said before that I would properly reward you as long as you succeeded. How about this? I'll give 10% of the dividend rights of the company to you. What do you think?" Iris said with a smile. 10%? "Iris, you're giving him too much." Ariel was shocked. The Elegante Group was given to Iris to manage by her grandfather. It was a marriage gift that Elder Young prepared. Since the company did not open up its shares, and Iris was incredibly capable as well, all of the company's shares were given to Iris. However, in order to encourage everyone to work harder, she gave out dividends to the executives of the company. The executives never got any shares, but they got the dividends. At that moment, Ashvin's shares were higher, occupying 8%. The second was Ariel, with 6%. The others were given to the executives, only totaling about 40 to 50%. Ariel gave Leon as high as 10% at that moment, even was even more than what Ashvin had. It was obvious how shocked Ariel was. "It's not much. With Leon's contributions to the company the last two times, just 10% isn't anything. I'm even worried that he'll refuse," Iris said with a smile. Leon did not only secure the WIC Group's cooperation with the company, but even developed new products and increased the efficiency of raw materials. He paved a new path for the company's future. Spread the love, the ex-husband is vengeful. Chapter 220. It was such a huge contribution that dividends did not seem enough. Even if Leon asked for some shares, she would have tried to satisfy Leon. He's no idiot. How could he not be happy? Ariel rolled her eyes and said. Based on the company's current accounts, their total profits each year came to about 40 to 60 million a year. If Leon managed to get 10% of the dividends, then he would get $4 to $6 million a year. It was no small number. Even if Leon decided to retire right then, he would be able to sustain himself with that money. It was an incredibly amazing gift. Ariel did not think that Leon would ever refuse it. However, before she could finish speaking, Leon completely threw her off. Iris, I don't want any dividends, I just want... Leon looked at Ariel and stopped in his tracks. There were some things he could not say with Ariel around. Leon, are you crazy? Ariel was so shocked her jaws dropped. After the celebration banquet, she found out that Leon was an orphan with nothing to his name. With Leon's situation, it was unbelievable that he rejected dividends that would give him millions every year. She wondered if there was something wrong with Leon's head. What are you even thinking? Iris blushed. Ariel did not know what Leon was thinking, but she knew very well what Leon wanted. The 10% dividends are a reward for you. As for the rest, we'll talk about it later. Iris did not reject Leon but did not agree either. Then. Fine, Leon was forced to accept it, but he silently wondered when he would be able to go out with Iris again. That sort of reward felt much better than some dividends. At the vice president's office, Ashvin returned to his office with a dark look on his face. Michael followed right behind him. Leon is despicable. I'm so angry. I underestimated him. He's much harder to deal with than I thought. Ashvin was incredibly furious as he threw a cup on the ground, shattering it. Mr. Mercer, please calm down. Losing is just temporary. You don't have to get so angry. You might end up harming your health, Michael advised. How can I calm down? Not only did Leon thoroughly embarrass me today, he even stole my power over production. That's half of my overall power. I'm now in the same position as him. Ashvin's eyes were already red in anger. Surely it's not that bad. Miss Young just said that he would temporarily take charge of it. Once he manages to start mass producing his products, Miss Young will probably give that power back to you, Michael said. Impossible. There's no way a dog will let go of his food. Once Leon gets that power, how could I get it back so easily? Ashvin said angrily. That, Michael was speechless. He knew that Ashvin's worries were not unfounded. Leonie was no idiot. There was no way Leon would give back the power so easily. No, I can't just sit here and wait. We have to start making plans to chase Leon out of the company. Spread the love.